What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
It's not uncommon for a relationship to get stuck in a rut over time, and that's certainly what I think Bet is facing. She wrote to us and says, I work all day in an office, and when I get home during the week, I can be a little bit of a homebody sometimes, but I really like to get outside on the weekends when I can. However, she says, my partner likes computer games and binge-watching his shows. So that means he spends 90% of his time at home on the computer. I'm okay, she says, with being inside, but it's causing problems when we haven't left the house for many weekends. And while going out by myself is great, she says, if we do want to go somewhere on the weekend, he spends most of his time on his phone or trying to speed it up so he can get back home to his computer. And Bet asks, how can I approach it so that he can be more present when we do go out and do things together sometimes? So what would you do if you were in Bet's shoes or slippers, as the case may be? You can let us know by leaving a comment on Facebook. Just look for RN Life Matters. And to help Beth get her partner out of the zone, with me are comedians Zoe Coombs-Ma and Tom Ballard. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Good to have you with us. Zoe, I'm going to start with you.
Great. I love giving advice.
Well, that's why we employ you.
It's so good how our lives are so perfectly in order, Zoe, that we're prepared to dish out advice to others. I think it's good.
Well, I know. My approach is just going to be to take just the confidence that that I learned from my religion teacher in primary school when she told us, heaven is a city roughly the size of Sydney.
Really? So yeah. 4 million people only.
Yeah.
So you've really got to struggle hard to get inside those city boundaries. How do you think that applies to Beth's experience with her partner, Zoe?
Well, look, with Beth, I think there's a few different roads she could take, but I don't really – it sounds like she could take any road she wants and her partner won't notice. So I would say, Beth, have an affair. Go out.
Yep.
Leave him at home. He can be your at-home boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then – You've got the world's your oyster.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mardi Gras. You could have a whole life change.
Right.
He won't have a clue. He's happy. You're happy.
Yes. Well, I mean, is she happy? I mean, it sounds to me like Beth is genuinely concerned about the lack of relationship she's having outside the house with her partner. She wants some real advice. Tom, have you ever been a binger of a game or a show?
I love the binging. I'm not so much a gamer, but I understand it is hard for people to compete with all of human knowledge and the most entertaining things in the world, like things that are designed to electrocute your brain into happiness. Are any of us really more interesting than Game of Thrones, Michael? Oh. Can we compete with them?
No.
I don't think
so.
No,
winter
I haven't
is
looked
coming.
Up from my phone since about 2013.
No, why would you? It's terrible up there.
And yet, Zoe, you are in a relationship, aren't you?
As far as I'm aware, yes. I'm not sure. We've been texting.
Seriously, though, have you had to negotiate digital downtime with your partner?
No, we haven't. I mean, we watch the same shows together, so we do spend a fair bit of time, I will be honest, we do spend a lot of time where I'll be like on the bed sitting next to my partner and we're both looking at our phones and have been for who knows how long.
That's quality time.
Yeah.
I take it there's silence, is there?
Yeah, we're just scrolling through. Sometimes we'll text each other.
Okay. And is this genuinely happening on weekends as well? Do you manage to get out of the house?
We do get out of the house, yes. Sometimes we'll go to yoga together. Sometimes we'll go for a walk around the block, but we do watch a lot of television. I know it is hard.
All right, go to yoga together is worse than talking, I think.
Sometimes. Well, we're not actually talking to each other at yoga.
Oh, no, that's good.
No one's talking there very much apart from the instructor. Tom, what are you doing?
Well, I have some I mean, I'm single and have been for a long time, so ignore my advice, Bet. I don't know what I'm doing. But maybe she could secretly train. She could use this opportunity to connect with her partner. She could secretly train to become extremely good at gaming and then go in and take on her partner and absolutely destroy him, shatter his confidence, just completely take him to the cleaners and so that he never wants to play games ever again and he'll happily go to the park with her.
Okay, so just psychologically break him down.
Absolutely.
Humiliate him. He's a mere fragment of his former self.
I mean,
and then he'll want to go outside.
That's the basis of a healthy relationship.
And you say you're single, Tom?
I am.
Who'd have
anyway. anyway, not about me, Zoe. Come on. What if she invited him out on the weekend to places that reflect or evoke the kind of games that he's interested in? Maybe he loves Red Dead Redemption, which is like a Western game, and so they could go horse trail riding and look at the real horse genitals, which I believe is a big part of that game. I don't know that game at all. Like, they did the details so that the...
We don't need to go
okay,
there.
Okay, gotcha. All right, sorry, Red Dead National, I forgot. Or maybe he likes Sonic the Hedgehog. They could go for a run. Maybe he likes Tetris, and they could stack some boxes. These are just ideas.
Actually, I think that's a cool idea, because there is actually a running game
yes,
where you actually go running for about 5K in response to the fact you're being chased by zombies.
There you go.
You see?
So, well, yeah, what about Pokemon Go and stuff? That's stuff that gets you out of the house.
Yeah, and sometimes onto a roadway, but sure. Zoe, do you think that these ideas have merit, where perhaps Beth could actually, in some ways, use his stimulus on the screen and find some replicas in real life?
Yeah, absolutely. But I also think, I mean, should the responsibility of all this be left up to Beth?
Good point.
If your partner is not able to be present with you in the same physical space, maybe there's a deeper issue there. Maybe, you know, I think she probably just needs to have a conversation with her partner and say, hey, mate, get up. You're a slob. Like, get off the couch. Stop looking at these things. I want to spend some time in the world with you. And if that can't be dealt with, then I think that's probably a bigger thing. But also, everyone loves a zombie running game, so she could have a go.
I must admit, there was a moment in my life many years ago now when I was obsessed with one particular game. I dreamt it. I used to dream the game. And I would run home from work. I was at the ABC at the time and in a relationship. And I would run home to my very large, very clunky old computer and play it for hours.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say partner there.
No, not at all. And yeah, and I did have a relationship, Tom. I just want to point that out there.
Okay, you know? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, it did dominate my life and it was obsessive of me. So I
game?
Know that mindset.
Oh, I understand
doom.
Too.
It was doom.
Doom.
That's how old I am. Doom.
That's beautiful.
And
what
so,
was the other one? Was it called like, there was one that was like Steppenwolf or something. Was
yeah, that's right. That Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein. Which Steppenwolf was the, is the...
Yeah, the
German
band.
Novel. Yeah.
Well, I remember being obsessed with a hoop and a stick. You know, I mean, it's addictive, and you get really invested in it, and you think about the characters all the time.
I think you're mocking me. I think he's mocking me. He's mocking me. Okay, so let's get some real ideas here. I think we've had a couple for poor Beth, and I don't think she's alone. I think there's partners, male and female, across the continent who are dealing with someone else in their lives who finds the screen more attractive than spending quality time face-to-face with them. So we've mentioned perhaps living a bit of their life, destroying them in the process, Tom,
yes,
by playing the game better than they can.
Yes.
So then they're forced to go outside, probably to seek counselling.
Still a great idea.
Yeah, sure, you stick to that.
Yep.
Zoe, you think that perhaps there's some things there that Beth's partner could be doing to raise the game? Raise
yeah.
the standard.
And I do empathise with Beth's partner here. I mean, my natural state is full slob because that's part of why I have a partner though, because when I'm left on my own, sometimes when I'm on tour, you know, if I'm in a hotel room on my own and she's not there, within 5 minutes within closing the door, I'm watching reality TV in my underpants eating home brand soup out of a can. Like, I get it, but I feel like it needs to be. Maybe he actually has a real problem and needs to. Maybe he wants her help. Maybe it's a cry for help.
Maybe it is.
It feels like maybe he's avoiding something and there's something that needs to be confronted. Maybe they could try, you know, people have those rules where if you have a meal with someone, everyone puts their phone into the middle of the table and whoever picks up their phone first has to pay for the meal or whatever. Like little rules or games that sort of shut you off from the devices so that you can spend some
in
quality
fact,
time.
In fact, make those rules of the game so attractive
yes.
that he feels at home doing it in real life.
Or they could do what my parents did. I just remember this right now. I used to love TV so much as a kid that my parents gave me a TV log and I was given 2 hours a day and I had to write down what I watched and for how long and make sure I didn't go over 2 hours. Maybe this is why I'm single.
I thought you meant your parents gave you a TV log, like a log that was... Like a physical log.
No.
That
log
they were
book.
Like, this is your pretend TV. Watch it. Like they carved a TV out of a log.
Get back to nature.
Well, getting back to nature, can I suggest too that perhaps Beth, or Beth, depending on who you talk to, would like to go camping with her partner?
That would be lovely.
Maybe the camping?
Internet is a garbage fire. We should spend more time with nature while we have the natural world, for
gosh's sake.
We should all get out more and spend time with real people, please.
And the screensavers that look like camping as well.
That so also works.
You could warm him up into the whole idea of it before venturing out on the weekend.
Or virtual reality goggles, okay? You don't need to leave the house at all. You can pretend you're outside.
There you
go. Yeah, but I think that's just going deeper into the problem.
Yes, Zoe. Yes!
Bet, hopefully we have come up with some ideas that can help you, but perhaps one of them is to encourage your partner to come to the party a little bit more when it comes to interaction. Maybe it's not all just down to you. Can I say thank you to Zoe Coombs-Marr? She's a comedian and host of this year's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on SBS. You can see Zoe at the Adelaide Fringe and Canberra Comedy Festival in March. You can catch Tom Ballard doing his new comedy show, Enough, at the Brisbane Comedy Festival from the 19th of March, and both of them, Zoe and Tom, at the Melbourne Comedy Festival coming up in April. All tickets are on sale, and we'll put some details on the website. No dilemma is too small, so if you've got a dilemma you'd like to share with us, you can go to the website and click on the link to Modern Dilemma and get it off your chest. Zoe and Tom, thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.